Oh, good morning, Jado.
You guys were just amazing last year. Not only the employer of choice, excellence in community service, and business of the year, it was a big night for you guys, wasn't it?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, it was one of my proudest moments as the CEO of Care South. It was a fantastic evening and such a tremendous recognition for our staff and the incredible work they do as well.
Yeah, I spoke to Alan Shackleton from the NAB last Friday, and he said at the end of that chat that the opportunity to go along to the awards and take your staff along and recognise the contribution they make to the business is a great opportunity every year.
It is, and just the camaraderie, bringing your staff together to be there, I think it's just a wonderful feeling. Like, we were flying high for weeks and weeks afterwards. Our staff were just so proud of the work that they've done. It's a terrific night, and I would highly recommend having your business involved. It's made a huge difference for us. So, yeah, it's been a terrific year, and we've had some wonderful opportunities arise as a result of it as well.
A bit of a dark horse, I guess, in some people's minds as a community organisation, coming out from the pack and winning the Business of the Year. Did it surprise you guys?
We were so incredibly surprised by that. Not in your wildest dreams did I think that we could have won Business of the Year. In fact, I remember the very moment. My CFO, Renee, was sitting next to me, and she said, you know, we could be in with this. And I went, no way.
That'd be
and
silly.
Then they said, yeah, exactly. And then they called out our name, and we just all went. And I think Joanna Gass, the mayor at the time, she said, I hope they haven't popped the champagne too early, when indeed we actually had. So we're already celebrating the two awards we'd won. So we were just over the moon, speechless, in fact.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was there on the night. I thought it was unfortunate that you guys couldn't celebrate it, you know, when yell and scream and yell. You know, you were so quiet. You sat there like church mice and didn't acknowledge the win at all.
Yeah, we were very reserved.
Not. What has it meant to your business to just be nominated in the first place and then just to win one of the awards? I mean, winning three is amazing, but just to win one award, it does great things for a business, doesn't it? The way you feel about your business, the way you look at your business.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's just a wonderful experience. I mean, even just being involved in the awards, the relationships that we've built, the connections to our local businesses in our local community, and that recognition. And I can honestly say, like, we've had the quality and calibre of applications that we get when we're interviewing for staff now, the comments that we get from within the community and the congratulations and the recognition, it's really grown our profile significantly. It's, you know, I remember when we were first approached about becoming involved with the Chamber, and I had no idea that, you know, the impact and the benefits it would have for our business. It's been huge.
They've opened the nominations, or extended the nominations, until tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And for those businesses listening in who may not be a large business, I don't think they should be daunted by the prospect of filling out a nomination and talking about their business and getting in to a particular category, because you can actually self-nominate. It's not a terribly difficult process to go through, is it?
No, not at all. I think it's really just taking that opportunity to talk proudly and passionately about your greatest achievements. And, you know, I guess for me, it's an opportunity to reflect on the amazing work that you've done. And for so many of our businesses, that would be the case. So just sitting back and taking the time to really look at that and putting pen to paper. And I guess for me, focusing on the highlights and the contributions of your staff and others who've actually helped to achieve those things, it's whether you win or not, that in itself, I think, is a fantastic process.
Yeah,
so please don't be scared of it, no.
A really useful exercise to sit down, have a look at your business and say, wow, this is working really well. This is something we can work on. And, gee, these people here are making a fantastic contribution. And, look, we've got to finish by saying, and we mentioned it a little bit earlier in this chat, if you're there on the night and you happen to win, even if you don't, it's a brilliant night, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. I thought last year was absolutely fabulous. I mean, outside the fact that we won three awards, but I thought the crowd, the vibe, the entertainment, the food, the wine, it was all fabulous.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night coming up on the 25th of August. You've got about 36 hours until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening to register your nomination. Do it, be a part of the fun, and as you heard Deb say, it doesn't matter what kind of business you are, you could be a big winner, and it might surprise you that that award might come your way. Deb Tozer from Care South, congratulations again on last year, and we look forward to seeing you at this year's awards at the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre.
Oh, Thank you so much. Can I just add one last thing?
Sure.
Is that I think for businesses, don't underestimate how much it can actually enhance your business as well. Just being in the awards, you don't need to win. But like opportunities for TV interviews, which I got, radio, promotion, you know, just it's just a wonderful opportunity. So get in there and have a go.
Good on you, Deb. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.